So here it is. You can't get sick in real estate. You just can't. If you are a single agent without a team, without a brokerage backing you up, not that you're not in a brokerage, but have other members in the brokerage who can back you up, you can't get sick in real estate. You are an independent contractor. You are a sole business owner. You are responsible for everything that goes on in it. And if you get sick, you just have to work around it. Now, I am fortunate in the fact that today I could work from my couch and my bed a lot because I am exhausted. If I have a break in between, it's probably because my chest is just collapsing on me and I'm going to have to cough up a lung. But I have to take care of everything. Today I negotiated a deal on a listing and had to set up some inspections. Then I had to facilitate a closing on Friday, where in this particular case, the buyer's broker let us down. Broker, I mean the lender who is financing the deal. And that was a lot of communication with a lot of parties, including the title company and organizing things. So that had to be taken care of. And then on top of that, also had to set up showings. Update clients on what's going on in the market because they are looking for a particular type of property and there is not one available. So all of this has to be done from the mindset of I need to get this done. This is a priority. I have to take care of this. Also had to set up showings, communicating with sellers, organizing that at the same time, responding to other emails. All of this is going on. And while it's going on, I feel terrible. Absolutely horrendous. And I'm going to take a big swig of water. And hopefully not cough too loud. Trying to make sure that nothing comes out of my chest. I feel a little bit like there might be an alien thing in there. You know how it works. And all of this has to be organized and managed, and you are responsible for it. So you have to put in the right mindset. The mindset is, get it done, make a list, only take care of what's essential because some things you don't have to do today. You might have been planning a social media post. You probably can just let it go just for that one day. Maybe you were meant to do a video, or maybe you were meant to organize something else about the marketing. Write it on the list and let yourself recover because you can't work a full day. You have to do what's important, you have to do what's essential, and you have to set precedent. So by that I mean you have to email the people you're meant to be talking to and say, guess what? I'm feeling really under the weather. I will touch base with you tomorrow. By sending that simple email or that simple text, people then know where you are at in the process and they're going to wait for you and work with you. That's really important because they understand you're human. If you get sick, most people are very empathetic. Those who aren't are probably people you don't want to be working with to begin with. So when you're looking what you're doing and balancing out what you're doing, that's something that's really important to think about. What are my expectations? I am always available to my clients, but I set their expectations so they know that if something comes up, I let them know. The next thing is you need to have good processes, apps. You need to have the infrastructure in there to support you so that if you leave the office, you have everything you need at your disposal. I carry my laptop and my phone everywhere I go. It's kind of how I can do the podcast today because I have access to everything right now. And I've set myself this goal that I will be doing my podcast on a weekly basis and uploading it. That's part of the discipline. So even if you're feeling sick, which is a great topic, honestly, because how many times do you feel under the weather? I, most of the time, usually get up, get going, and then I feel better during the day. I think sometimes when we get up in the morning, if we're not fully motivated for the day, we can feel more unwell than we really are. But if you get up and get going, it's amazing how that movement gets you going for the whole day. Which leads me to the next point. I really haven't been that sick for the last 2 years. I did get sick Christmas before last. But when everybody else in my family got sick in November, I didn't get sick this year. And I think that's a lot because I've been spending a lot of time balancing sleep, changing my exercise routine, and making sure I'm consistent with that. I think that keeps your body strong. And also changing my mindset. I think that's been very, very important. And I'll probably talk about mindset on a separate podcast too and really talk about some things that I've done. But I would say, suffice to say, that spending some time getting involved in some coaching, definitely education, spending time in the industry with other agents who are also after improving themselves and getting better, and reading. I've been doing a lot more reading of books available, changing my morning routine, and opening up opportunities. So I've really worked hard to make those changes. And the surprising thing is, I say I've worked hard, but some of it has been super easy because I wanted to do this and I wanted to make the change. And so when you're motivated, it's so easy. It's like this job. Even though I'm sick, I love this job. So I would say there's a couple of things there that have helped me up until this time. This one kicked my butt. And I have to be honest, the reason it kicked my butt, if I'm absolutely 100% honest, is I have not been on top of my eating game. I have not been on top of my sleeping game. I kind of let that go for the last 2 weeks. I think if I had have been sleeping the way I was supposed to be, that I would have fought it off, because I've done that every other time. It would have been a little inconvenience, but it wouldn't have been anything major. So I have to take responsibility for that. And then the other thing would be just getting up and going. You just need to get up and go. Get taken care of what needs to be taken care of. And that's back to mindset. You know, everything about that is about being in the right place. And I'm decided that I'm going to talk on each of my favorite books recently that have become my foundation. And the one that is probably the most, there's probably two that are most important in this particular situation. The first one is Grit by Angela Duckworth. And the second one is The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. And you might say, well, why put them in that order? Because I think that the mindset for me is about grit first and action, not action and then grit. Except when I'm swimming and I just decide I want to like take it easy. It comes in my mind every single time and then I just keep going. But I think I'm going to do a whole thing on those so that you can really understand what I've taken from them. I'm sure everybody takes something differently, but those books have helped shape my mind and help push me forward. So I guess really what it comes down to is it comes down to what I started the podcast with, which is you can't get sick in real estate. But you can manage it and you can work around it, but you have to be willing to do it, because to be successful, you need to do the hard things. This is not an easy industry, despite the fact that it's a really good time to get into it, because you'll think that everything is hunky-dory. Having now been in it for 5 years, I'm in my sixth year, I spent my first year selling solely foreclosures. I sold 12 homes for a volume of $650,000, I think it was. That means those homes were not worth very much. I think the cheapest one was my very first one that year, which is like $14,790. Yes, I remember the exact figure. I might be off, but I think I'm pretty close to it. And so you had to work hard. Well, today people have got a lot easier. Oh, my friend has a house. I'm going to list it. Oh, my friend wants to buy a house. I'm going to help them buy it. But they're not actually learning. They're not understanding what the foundations are. So if we do go through a flattening, if we have a bubble burst, because it's taken us basically 10 years to get back to where we were 10 years ago, will people be able to manage it the same way that they were doing it 10 years ago? Will they be able to understand that you are not going to just make money unless you work, unless you service your clients, unless you're available? And I'm probably getting off a tangent now, but it's all with the same mindset. You can't get sick in real estate. You can't just expect it to come to you. So whilst that was kind of all over the place, I'm going to blame it on two things. A, this is not what I planned to say originally, and B, I am sick. But I felt like it was just an opportune time to say it. Really get in there and say, things are going to come up in your way, not just sickness, things in your personal life, things in the environment around you, the world around you, things that you've got to deal with. And things that you've got to manage, all of those are going to come up and you have to be able to handle them. So I think I'm going to spend more time and talking about mindset and the books that have helped me. I'm not there by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm so far from where I was in August last year. I can't even tell you. I don't even really recognize that person, and it's very exciting. So for me right now, I think I'm going to go steam my head, maybe have a shower, because the sinuses are just, they're so swollen and sore that my teeth are now on edge. So thank you for dropping by. I'm glad you're with me today. I know I don't sound the best, but I'll be back again. Thank you. Bye.